Boy, I tell you, I am living burning up, man. It's going to be hot sleeping tonight. Got a fan right over my bed, and I turn it on full blast, but I'll sleep, I guess. Maybe sit here and turn on some of this good country and western music. Maybe that way I can lullaby me to sleep, huh?
Well, howdy there, friends and neighbors, and welcome again to another good session of country and western music right here on AFVN Radio 900. Don, but then on a little bit of Chuck Wagon Chowdown. Friends and neighbors, my cold's much better today, and I should be feeling just a little bit better. We ought to have lots and lots of fun today. I tell you, friends, I'm so full of penicillin today that every time I sneeze, I cure a dozen people. I'm Army Specialist Paul Starnes. Hang around, won't you?
I love you very much, Carol, and I'm missing you. I don't think it's unbearable or anything like that. I'm sure that we'll have times that we'll miss each other after this. And I don't think it's anything to lose our heads over or anything like that. But I really, really do miss you. And I'm really looking forward to coming home and being with you, and of course, getting married, even though I'll probably get the worst case of cold feet you ever seen. That's why I'm going to have to hit fast and low, I guess. But it won't be that much longer. 2 months over here seem like it's flown, and we're getting well up in the third month. And I got a feeling after cross over into 70, it'll be a downhill drag. I don't know. Of course, we don't have it as bad. I guess I don't have it as bad as you do, being at home and all this. That's part of the reason why I felt it might be better if you were still single, and also myself. And I think you ought to enjoy as much of life as you can while you are single. And try not to get too bored. It's not real good for you. And we don't have it too bad over here. I go over to Cameron and up in the train and go flying. And got several friends around that clown around with. And we have barbecues and a few things. And I don't know. It's not too boring here.
I haven't told you since I've been talking on this tape that I love you, and I do, honey. I love you so much. And Marcia, I talk to her a lot, so you're gonna hear a lot about her, I guess. Probably not as much as I talk to her, but I can talk to her about some things that, you know, I can't talk to Brunette. Your mom, my mom. Well, this weekend Marcia was without GH, and she was just really lost. And she said, Carol, I don't see how you do it, how you stand it. She says, but I never see you, you know, really act moony or all this kind of cool stuff, which made me feel good to think that somebody else hadn't seen me or hadn't noticed, you know, my acting moody or something, you know, or saying I miss him or not. And I says, well, Marshall, I do. And I says, I don't want to see it. It would accomplish very, very little for the public to see me making a scene. And I told her, I says, many a night I've cried myself to sleep. I sometimes miss you so much that I really, it doesn't accomplish anything, but I usually, after that, will go to sleep. But I usually don't sleep very good when I've been thinking that deeply and that sincerely about you. I think, you know, what if he don't, you know? I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. But I still, you know, it's in your mind, and I'm sure it's in yours too. What would I do? Oh, big question. I'd pick up the pieces, I guess, and try it again. Wouldn't be easy, but I would try.
Gosh, there are a lot of good things about an in-country extension. What's your reason? An early out? Extra experience, a new job here, or extra pay? Whatever your reason, here's an added incentive, an extra R&R. That's right, a second R&R has been authorized for people extending from 90 to 180 days. Eligibility for the second R&R begins after your tour extension has been approved and after you've gained seniority on the list to the place you're going. But remember, you must take your first R&R during your normal tour, or you'll lose it. If you like the first R&R, take a second during your extension.
Oh, sounds like a lot of fun, friends. Gotta keep that in mind, won't you? Oh, got all kinds of good music. I'm going to send one out to your good buddy, First Sergeant Maddock, over to 544th Replacement Company, and all the friends over there, Wanda Jackson and Hurtin's all over.
Hurtin's all over, all over me.
Oh, yeah, you're worried about me re-upping, right? Well, extending, yeah. Ain't no way I'm going to re-up. And I don't know, seriously, I had thought about a time or two, maybe extending a couple months for a couple reasons, maybe. I won't if you're dead set against it, and I probably won't anyway. The only reason that I can think of right now is if it become an emergency, and I think you know what I'm talking about. Also, there is some, monetary reason on it, too. But then it's not that much, so that's no good reason, I don't guess, for staying. But, I don't know, the way it stands now, there's not much chance of me extending over here, so I wouldn't worry about it at all if I were you.
Oh, okay. If I don't send you another tape before July the 27th, here goes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Paul. Happy birthday to you. And have many more. No kidding. Happy birthday. Happy 22nd birthday. And I guess your birthday present really is going to be having me in your arms, holding me, loving me. So you don't think I could get down to 5 pounds so that I could come over in a package to you. Man, if I thought I could, I'm working on it. I will barely weigh 100 now. I'm losing. So I'm working on it.
Oh, have you heard that song, new song by Porter Wagoner, A Little Boy's Prayer? Well, I was sitting doing a show one day, and I just had got that record in. I hadn't even heard the song. And Porter Wagoner's Little Boy's Prayer, I had it there, and I thought, well, you know, I like Porter Wagoner. I said, well, I'll play this and see what it's like. So I introduced the song and played it. Well, I got so wrapped up listening to it that I almost forgot to cue up another record to play right behind it. And it got me so in my throat that I couldn't hardly announce the next record, and just about to cry right there in the middle of the show. It was that good, and I got request after request after request for that song because everybody liked it. And then there's another one that's going over pretty big here by Johnny Cash called What Is Truth? That, I don't know, it's kind of expressing everybody's thoughts over here, I guess, and getting a lot of requests for that one. One guy even went so far as to say he believed that record would sell more than White Christmas. Well, I don't think it's going to be quite that big, but with the sentiments in the United States like they are, I imagine it will sell a lot of records. But what can you say?
A little boy of 3 sitting on the floor looks up and says, Daddy, what is war? Son, that's when people fight and die. A little boy of 3 says, Daddy, why? Young man of 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of youth for asking, what is truth?
Can I tell you, honey, I love you. And I miss you. And sometimes Oh, Paul, you just don't know how much I miss you. And, I need you and think of you all so much. I have a little poem that somebody from the 173rd Airborne that wrote that really describes our world to the T. I headed to the hospital today, and Mr. Hester had to agree that it sure did hit the world on the head. He regretted that it did, and so do I, but this guy from the 173rd Airborne sure knew what he was talking about. Honey, can you, I still think that is a real cool idea of having the guys write to their hometown and telling them how they feel about Vietnam. I guess I get tired of hearing someone say, I don't know how to, well, they got this little paper that's passed around, Cooper, I believe it was. Anyway, some senator from here. And he sent it to Daddy, and Daddy had filled it out. Daddy filled it out, by the way. And it was just to give your viewpoints and your feelings on different subjects. And one of the questions was, do you agree or disagree with President Nixon's position that he took with Cambodia? And Daddy put agree. And I think he sent it off. If he didn't, Rick and I'll kill him. But anyway, he was supposed to send it off. And I don't know, it asked several questions about the economy and all this kind of junk. But that was the one that I remember the most and wanted Daddy to comment on. And I don't know, I've heard, well, Pruitt, for example, said, you know, I don't know how to vote on that question because I don't know really what's going on. And I don't think they're trying to know, but I think it wouldn't hurt them to know how you all feel. And it seems like that the silent majority, because there's a little doubt or a little wonder, they're staying silent. And maybe a little knowledge really wouldn't hurt them.
ASBS, another hour of music.
We're getting all stewed up faster than an oyster today, and let me tell you, gonna send one out to our good buddy Dave Bass, leaving for home today, and want to send it out to his good girlfriend there back in the States, the world, you know, back the land of the great PX, Becky, and also to the family, one that I think most all of you enjoy hearing when the time comes. It's not exactly country and western, but we're gonna do her anyway. Bobby Vinton and the Coming Home Soldier.
I'm coming home. I love you.
Home.
I do.
I'm coming
honest
home.
To God, I love you.
Coming home from across the sea.
I guess home. You're telling me that you had a few drinks gets me pissed off.
No more marching and fighting for me.
I know your tension's great. It's bound to be great. And mine gets real great around here. And they all say, you know, Carol, we'll give you a tranquilizer. We'll give you a pill to cool your tension, your nerves, your upset. Well, Paul, I prefer myself to fight it out with myself. And I find out leaning on the Lord is better than taking the pill, the tranquilizer, the all. I mean, I can have anything that they have to offer up there, and no questions would be asked. I get that tensed and that keyed up at times. But I don't want it. I don't need it. I need to cool my tension myself and ask the Lord to give me strength and lean on Him. And as Mr. Hester says, let it all roll off of you. Well, you know, that's kind of impossible to do, but I try. You try to laugh it off. And, honey, you know how I feel about drinking. You know so much how I feel. And I don't know, you speak of loving me. You know, you could really love me tonight, and you had several to drink. May I say, you'll never love me, kiss me, or anything when you've had something to drink, because it makes me sick. Nauseated, you know, the tummy, you know, that kind of sick. So, I hope you learn to curb, not only curb, but stop your drinking. I know it's only a minute amount and all that kind of cool stuff, but, so I don't like for you to drink. I'll take smoking before I'll take drinking, and I don't even like smoking, so see, I'm, but do watch it.
Thank you and your parents, too, for the care packages you sent. So, thank you, and I don't know. You said that you hated the idea of sending me cigars and so forth, and that you were going to break those habits, or that's a bad habit and you're going to break it or something. That's all right with me, but I think I should warn you that maybe you best not get the idea that you're going to break all my bad habits and change me from one to the other, because I'm sure if that's what you got in mind, you're going to be badly disappointed. And I think it would be most advantageous if you understood this before we got married. I'm sure you have the idea. You just... I don't know what to say, but it probably won't come out as good as you'd think. You can't change anyone by just wishing or fussing at them, and sometimes it might become a little obnoxious to try. So if there's any faults that you don't think you can live with, well, better say something about it now, and we'll carry it on from there. But I think I'll try to quit a lot of this stuff. Smoking's definitely not good for me, and chewing and so forth. But really, you have to, the person that's doing it has to be the one that makes up his mind, and ain't no way anybody else can do it. So I think you ought to be well aware of that.
And the beat goes on.
Oh, that beat's going on, and it's reverberating through my ears right now. And it's about, looks like about 32 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, huh? And we're going to do one over there for our good buddies at the CIF, 22nd Replacement Battalion. Here's one that's an answer to, I believe Roy Orbison did it, Pretty Woman. It's Arlene Harden and Loving Man.
Loving man, walking down the street, loving man.
Have I told you lately that I love you? I guess, I hope you believe that, Paul. I mean, I'm just not saying I love you. And, you know, it's the 25th, so on the 28th, it'll be exactly 4 more months, and that's a real cool. I like that. I like to think that, you know, our time just, well, it seemed like the months have been going faster. I mind waiting, yes, but I don't know. I'll be so glad when you're home, and I know you won't be safe when you get home, but I'll be so much happier and feel better. I was sitting there, I was talking today, and they wanted to know when I was, you know, going to resign. I said, when you get on that plane, I was going to make sure, I don't want to be working when you get it back. Because usually, you know, the tension gets real cool and real sharp at the hospital. And I think we're going to have enough tension and enough things to work out without, you know, my work being part of it. And I'd just rather be off completely.
Well, it's... Well, my tape recorder's making all kinds of weird noises here. I hope it's still all right. Some weird noises, though. Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to these next few days passing on by. It's going to be a lot of fun getting back home again, I can tell you that. I don't know whether y'all look forward to seeing me coming back or not. I guess if I was home looking for me to come back, I probably wouldn't. But yeah, I know, Mom. I'll just hush. But it's gonna be great coming home. I tell you, I guess I can make it through the next 4 or 5 months. Then I'll start worrying. Sure enough, huh? Right now, I'd just like to know where we're gonna be going. That's kind of messing up my mind, you know. I kind of like to go back to New Jersey. It's a nice place to work, but I wouldn't mind being there in Kentucky. But I guess just have to wait and see. We did get some pay raises, though. It's gonna look like it's gonna help out a right smart. Got, I believe it's a little over 8% raise, you know, and then of course when I get home, I'll be in the Army over 2 years, so that's going to give me another automatic raise. Maybe it won't be so bad.
Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where the music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Sorry, friends, that's our good buddy Glenn Campbell there, and Homeward Bound.
This is AFVN, the American Forces Vietnam Network, serving the American fighting man 24 hours a day from the Delta to the DMZ. With studios and transmitters in Quang Tri, Da Nang, Quy Nhon, Pleiku, and the Trang. With the T-Network station in Saigon, Vietnam.